Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
It's not personal. It's not personal, T-Mail.
Boo. Boo this man.
Boo. It's really not.
I just can't help myself.
It's real personal, man.
It's not.
Aggie crime right here.
See, there you go. I love my fellow Aggie. I can't help myself. But it's the exact same thing he did. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Felt like last week.
Was it
really
last week?
I feel like it was very recent.
When he tweeted something that somebody said at a press conference?
Yes.
So T-Mail tweeted something that Jalen Petrie said yesterday.
Much to do about nothing.
That was it. It's much ado.
That was General Manager Nick Caserio.
This time, same thing. He tweeted that Petrie had the, quote, utmost confidence in my teammates and myself. Utmost.
That's right.
With a T. The utmost confidence.
Why are you doing
Buddhist
this,
man?
I'm telling you, I'm falling on the sword. I'm burying my soul,
man,
here.
We got a smart ass Buddhist on the show.
No, I've got problems.
I used to think I was an unbearable smart ass. I thought I was.
You are, but I'm worse.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you, I'm opening my soul. I'm burying my soul here. I have a problem. I can't help myself. But let's hear Jalen Petrie.
Extremely confident. Like I said, going back to his question, you know, we got the Cowboys coming up this week, and we got to go get a win. You know, every week it's about winning. It's about putting winning stuff on tape, and I think that's the most important thing. So, utmost confidence in my teammates and myself.
With a T.
Petrie might have said utmost.
No, I listened to it like four times.
He might have said
the utmost. Transcript said utmost.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Oh, I was going to say, because then he'd be off the hook.
You go tell Jalen to his face.
Let me check this transcript to see what it say.
It's utmost. Sorry, I just can't help myself.
Buddhist, man.
I've got a problem.
You knew what he meant. You heard him.
I did.
You heard him. Yeah. These are my confessions. I do want to note that Wesley on the YouTube agrees that he said utmost with a P in there as well.
No, I listened to it several times.
Let's start here. I should be careful about this because, like, self-diagnosis is, you know, like, you know, it's a little bit of a tenuous spot. Like, clearly, you know, medicine and such is, you know, a lot of people go to a lot of school, do a lot of work to be able to do such things
to help you.
Right. And so I don't want to, like, you know, come in with my extreme lack of understanding or what have you and jump into that sphere. But I think I might need an adult ADHD test.
Uh-oh.
I be all over the place, man. Yeah. Like, I just, last night I found myself, and I feel like you already know that I have three TVs, and being able to do that is probably like a...
With all the volume up.
That's right. I'm watching two basketball games. I'm listening to, you know, different... different audio, like Demi.
Oh, you got
to
throw that in.
That
too.
Is crazy.
Yeah, throw that
man.
In there too. Yeah.
Periodically, I'm changing around and then playing video games and just cycling through a whole bunch of things. And I was like,
you think that you need a diagnosis?
I think I have an issue.
Yeah.
I think I have a problem. And I think you see this a lot, and especially when we're planning a show where I'll be doing one thing and I'll jump to another. And be like, wait, what was I just doing? Let me go back to that. And so I think that I really need to take some serious consideration.
Oh,
into
hell no, Rich. Right.
Yeah. I might have something that I've just not been working
on. I don't think you even need a diagnosis.
Yeah, but again, I'm not nobody.
Just to confirm.
I'm not nobody to diagnose. So I need to go to the experts. Yeah. But it does feel like I have an attention issue here.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Now, we just gave Lopez a hard time about correcting T. Mill and all that stuff. Yeah. But you know what? I got one up on my wife.
Whoa.
Man. Oh, wow. She used a magic word that ain't a word in real life. Uh-huh. We were talking about something. She said, irregardless.
Oh,
irregardless.
See? You're welcome, by the way.
Yep.
Irregardless. Yeah.
And you know what I did? I stopped her. I said, that's not a word. It's regardless.
And did that help? Did that do anything for you?
She
went off?
We forgot what we was talking about at that point. She was just like, really?
What did you gain?
Yeah, man. Hey, respect. Respect.
From who? It doesn't sound like from her.
Hey, from her. She man, look, she's usually the ones that's correcting me
all
the time.
Oh, you was getting back at that point.
Yeah, she the one with the college degree. I'm the one that barely got a high school diploma. They just mailed it to me because they felt sorry for me, pretty much.
And you're correcting grammar.
I'm like, oh, that's not a word.
The worst part about it is I know Lopez is proud, but you shouldn't be proud of this effect that you're having.
Yeah, I'm very proud.
Irregardless is in the dictionary.
That doesn't make it a word.
That is literally how words are just determined.
I did tell her that. I'm like, well, you're not totally, they just put it in there, but technically it's not.
No,
but that is
the technicality, is that it is in the dictionary, because that's how language develops. We talk and then the dictionary reflects how we talk.
But it's a product of the ignorance of people misusing the correct
word. There's so many things that are correct that are products of our ignorance.
Like ain't is in the dictionary.
Yeah. And that's a useful word.
Well, but it's a product.
That's more of a word now than it was back in the day.
Probably.
Back in the day in school, teachers said ain't a word. She said ain't isn't a word.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
That's how it works. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Language moves and shakes.
It's because they're lowering the bar for all the dummies that don't use the right word.
It's not about lowering a bar. It's about the window moving and shifting, and you need to follow along. Stop yelling at the window.
You got to adjust.
Adjust, but, irregardless of how you feel.
Oh, you don't even say it. You know you don't say it.
I can say it if I want to.
But you don't.
Hey, that was a rare W for me and a rare L for my wife, man, when it comes to that, man.
Take it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch this.
Confession. Speaking of fellow Aggies, I meant to bring this up yesterday. I got to give Dan Campbell a ton of credit. They traded for Za'Darius Smith, and the Browns were going to have a bye week upcoming, and they decided, you know what? Big game. We had a big game coming to Houston, Sunday Night Football. They said, you know what? Stay off your feet as much as you can. Don't put the pads on. Just hang out with the guys. And, oh, by the way, why don't you go ahead and go to Florida, which they allowed him to do because he hadn't been to his house in Florida since the hurricane, you know, affected his neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
So the
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, his neighborhood got affected really, really bad. It was a barrel, I guess, with the last one. And they said, go to Florida, go check on things.
There was one more back. After barrel that hit it pretty hard.
It was, I forget which one it was. I get them confused.
See, it's the potential diagnosis of ADHD that's got me.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And so an agent, that was talking to a Detroit beat writer said, not many teams would do that truthfully, and that goes a long way. I agree with that. I think it's probably like a handful of coaches maybe that would absolutely sincerely say, go take care of things, stay off your feet, take a bye week, even though we need you. Take it. You think maybe more than that?
I think more than we're giving credit for here. I think you have, for one, a lot more of the player coach type personnel. And then also, I think with the advent of more and more medical analytics, I guess, for better lack of better, like medical technology is probably the better way of putting this. And the medical staff's really having a good say in whether or not guys go or not. I think that understanding that, hey, this guy hasn't had an opportunity to have that rest, it would probably behoove you to give him that week. I think that
a lot of coaches wouldn't, though.
I think
man.
A lot of coaches, a lot more coaches than
like,
credit would.
Get out there and play. Maybe, but I don't think the majority.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, so on the Hoops Collective podcast, Brian Windhorst let it be known that the Lakers are only allowing Bronny James to play in G League home games this year. So even at the G League level, Bronny is only playing for the South Bay Lakers home games. He's basically going to be a part-time G League player, not getting on what he says United Airways to fly or airlines to fly to road games. And so clearly there's some nepotism there, whatever. And my thought was just like, the Lakers are fine with it. They're doing it. My thought was, whoever are the decision makers are really failing this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're failing. He's not going to travel with the team. Like, what is he doing in that time off? And then he needs to play basketball.
Yes.
Right, home or away. And I understand, uncomfortable travel. Okay, so?
That's part of it.
You're a pro.
No, that's part of learning.
And that's part of getting a feel for what it is to be a professional, is having to go through the travel in addition and then perform on the backside of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, that's just all conditioning, but the full experience. Plus, it already hurts that he's in the G League as a dude with the guaranteed contract that I'm sure those other dudes in those locker rooms, no matter how much they try and fend it off, will have some ill feelings towards that level of privilege. And then he's not going to road games. He's just going to pop in at home. What are we doing here?
I have a theory about this, man. And I've been sitting on this for a little bit.
All right.
I feel like Bronny really don't want to play basketball like that. I feel like his father kind of, I want to say forced him, but
he feels obligated.
I feel like let's be real, he should have stayed in college. I think his father kind of wanted that moment of playing with his son in the NBA, which kind of forced him to jump into the NBA draft.
Yeah.
He got drafted by the team his dad played for and all this other stuff. I feel like he really don't want to play basketball. If he had his choice, he probably wouldn't play back. He'd probably be doing something else. And I feel like this could be a thing of LeBron, the businessman, don't want to, I guess, all these other venues and arenas to make money off trying to see his son and all that other stuff.
Well,
I think it's a lot into that.
You might be right, but I'm with Reggie for the most part. Part of becoming an NBA player is the experience of, oh man, we got to play two games in 3 days, and one's here and one's there, and travel and cramped seating, you know, on the airplane because it ain't a charter.
But also just let him in bed with his team
and get with his teammates, all of that. No, I'm with you on this.
It kind of sounds like somebody that don't really, not really into it like that.
I don't think you're necessarily wrong.
That's like, let's say we was doing this radio show and Lopez don't do live remotes.
Mm-hmm.
And you only do it certain, you only come in and do the show certain days a week.
Yeah.
At that point, we kind of like, man, is he really into it or no?
Yeah.
The issue here, though, is I don't know who is making, who is dictating this for, like, is it him being able to say this? Because one, that's bold as hell to do that. Or is this the Clutch Sports representatives? Or is this the Lakers themselves being like, "Yo, it's fine."
It always comes back to LeBron.
My best guess is LeBron's
the one that makes the ultimate decision.
Yeah, I think it's Clutch, which is pretty LeBron. Much LeBron.
Yeah. I think it's his representation. I think that they're failing this dude, man. Like, I understand that they did what they did to get him the 4-year, $8 million contract.
Yeah,
and that gets him the money. But like the actual things that will help him be better at basketball, I think that decision is they're really messing up.
Reggie talked about earlier how he might have an issue, a problem.
ADHD?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the ADHD isn't the issue, but the lack of focus might be.
Yeah, well, I think I got a Facebook Marketplace problem, man.
Ah.
I find myself scrolling on there more than social media, man. I just pop, if I'm just sitting around, I'm like, let's see what's on here.
Welcome to home ownership.
Yeah, I'm just like,
You're just out here throwing out offers?
Yeah.
I just be looking, man.
I could use a socket set.
Yeah. All the time. Ooh, let me see if they have this on here.
Yeah.
Ooh, this just popped up. Look at this. And I'm actually, after the show today, I'm actually picking up some speaker stands.
All right.
So, I think it was this, it was last week. I ended up getting Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning, I ended up picking up a desk with some, the guy threw in some speakers and some monitors and all that stuff. I got it for a nice little price. And then, later on, I'm like, you know what? Are you selling those speaker stands? I could take those. I come back later this week. So I'm getting those, and he throwing in so it's a flat screen TV he throwing in, but I think the thing is half of the screen is like dim a little bit. He just giving it to me for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let me see how much this costs to repair and all that stuff. So I think I got an issue, man.
Yeah,
that's okay. It's not starting, a bad one.
Yeah,
it does sound like stuff that you need right now. When you start just buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff, then
that's when I'm gonna start getting, because I'm not being a hoarder, but when it gets that bad, then I'm gonna have to take a look at myself.
And so you know, you're not qualified for the Astrodome Conservancy.
Nah, I'm not.
You found a way to bring that back.
Yeah.
All right, those are your confessions, lunchtime confessions in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into some NFL overreaction or reality. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.